My name's Steve Marvel, and this is the Crucial Survival Podcast.
Can you eat the food that other animals eat, and birds for that matter, in a survival situation? Can you find the foods that you can eat by observation? My name's Steve Marvel. This is Crucial Survival. I'm going to answer that question. And no doubt you will be unsurprised as to what the answer is. But I'll tell you why it is the case. Can you eat grass? No, that's because a cow has multiple stomachs and it chews the cud. And that's a process which we simply can't do. We can't eat grass. There are lots of things that we can't eat that animals can process that we can't. And it's not simply because of having five stomachs or whatever it is. How many stomachs does a cow have? Stick it in the comments. I haven't got a clue how many stomachs a cow has. It's less than 10 and it's more than one. That's pretty much who I've got. I think it's five, but I'm not sure. Or is it three? In any case, the monkey being close, or chimp or whatever, of the ape and associated types of animal species, it has been said that if an ape can eat it, then we can eat it, seeing as they're so close. This is simply not true. The way that their stomach acids work, the tolerances of different parts of their body that clean the blood, you cannot eat what monkeys eat, no matter how close they are to us. Their immune system is different. They can tolerate different bacteria, which we cannot. We need to cook our food. A chimpanzee can eat raw meat. We wouldn't know where that meat's come from. So, no, you can't eat what cows eat. You can't eat what monkeys eat. And it's also the case, the other myth that is bandied around is whether or not you can eat the berries that a bird eats. This is also not true. Birds, again, have the ability to process or exclude toxins from certain berries which they eat. And so from an observation perspective, we can't trust that particular piece of information. So that's it. No, you simply cannot eat the food that other animals eat. You cannot guarantee that because other animal eat it that we can. Doesn't matter if it's a cow, it's a monkey, it's a bird, or whatever it is. You just can't do that. What have you heard that is similar in context? Well, how what have you been told that you can eat? Be it in an entertainment context, like your Bear Grylls, or otherwise. For instance, can you eat raw fish? No, you can't. sushi, they say. You can't eat all raw fish. The raw fish that's in sushi, we can eat because it's particularly chosen. It doesn't mean you can eat all raw fish. So, Don't do that. Cook that. Cook meat. Cook fish. The whole shooting match. Do not skin a snake and try and eat it. They're riddled with salmonella. Just because a dog, whatever it might be, wild dog can eat a snake, doesn't mean that we can eat a snake. We literally can't take any of the animal kingdom, the berries, the plants, whatever it is, and trust anything at all that animals eat. We should gather, kill, and cook everything that we're going to eat. And it can only be the things that we know without observation of what animals eat. So that's the answer to the question. Can we observe animals to determine what we can eat? No, we can't. In under any circumstances at all. Any questions? I wouldn't have thought so. So if you have any other questions associated with particular topic or other topics, then bang them into the comments and I will see you tomorrow.